this particular self you are occupying right now, this body, this lifetime, the experiences you had, the stories you've had, the traumas, the happiness, they're like a film running on a screen, one book amongst millions. Now, if that story, that lifetime is a film, and you are the TV screen on which this film is running, let's bring your awareness into being the space in which this drama of life takes place. Take a deep breath and become aware of yourself as a step away from the self you know on a daily basis. Step aside from your awareness. Create a space between the thought of me, myself, what I feel, how I think, what happened to me today, yesterday, the year before. Step aside from that. Observe that. Observe that self experiencing these problems, the discomfort in bodies, the tensions at work, the perhaps relationship issues. That self that feels happy, lonely, sad, angry, resentful. Just observe that. Observe the sensations that happen in your day-to-day life. But not as a one who converses with them. And as you watch this process happening in your body, I want you to connect to the core of your being, which is in your heart. Power station in your heart that has pure unconditional love. Bring your awareness to this. Feel this love. Now, it's not a human love in terms of one of these loves that make the flowers shine like in a Disney film. The world becomes pink and happy and everyone's content. No, this is not love. The true love, the unconditional love, allows the process, the dramas, the pain, the hurts go on while accepting and holding the space for this to happen, knowing this is what you need to grow. This is what you need to unfold. Just as you allow the baby to make the first steps and sometimes fall in order for it to learn to walk. And as you watch yourself unfold from that space of love, from that space of holding the story but not attaching yourself to it, look, notice what happens. The ideas of self, the walls were built up to protect that self, the identity, the nationality, the culture, the family stories, the religions, it starts to crumble. The old self starts to die. Not in a way that shows the end. But as this old self crumbles to ashes, as the meaning of this wall stops to be relevant to you, this is when your true birth, your return to yourself, your true self, becomes evident. This is not an activation as such. What it does, it brings you back to yourself. This is a remembering. Remembering, joining back to who you are. Going back to that oneness. To this ocean of self that knows everything, creates everything, and yet feels love and understanding and acceptance of all that goes on, knowing that as it all happens, you evolve and you grow organically with it. You are the sky in which the birds fly. You are the mind in which the thoughts circle. You are the ocean in which the waves rise and fall. Feel that oneness. Feel the universe that is you. Feel the truth reverberating in every cell of your being. I am God. I am God incarnate. I am one with my Creator. I am that. I am responsible for my universe. Every sound I utter creates a universe. Every breath I take, every movement of my tongue to create a word, a syllable, a sound, creates a reality. Just as every breath and action I take creates physical matter that matters to somebody else around me. Feel the rebirth of the new self. Open yourself up to new possibilities of living as a divine being here and now. Feel the power that is inherent in every single molecule of your existence, of the breath, the thought, the emotion, the action, of every single thing you do, you are, and you may do or think. I see you.
Reconnect with your higher self. Advice and meditation by Natalie Deckel from poeticmind.co.uk.